From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. In the coming weeks, growers of small grains around the country will receive surveys from the USDA's National Ag Statistics Service. The agency is taking a comprehensive look into the 2020 production and supply of small grains that include wheat, oats, and rye. NASS Southern Regional Director Anthony Prilliman tells MorningAgClips.com, "We will contact close to 4,000 producers in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina to accurately measure 2020 acreage yield and production for small grains." For the first time since the Georgia National Fair began in 1990, the October event has been canceled. The Georgia Agricultural Exposition Authority made the decision to cancel the 2020 fair on August 12th after determining that it would not be possible to host a fair that abides by Georgia and Centers for Disease Control safety regulations for COVID-19. Chairman Foster Rhodes says, "We feel there is no halfway to producing a fair like we're used to hosting and have reached this unforeseen decision." The Alpha Pavilion at Auburn University's Ag Heritage Park has reopened with a new design, but continues to pay homage to Alabama's rich agricultural history. According to alphafarmers.org, the pavilion first opened in 2006, and its bright red barn-like exterior immediately attracted visitors from campus and beyond. Initial construction was made possible through donations from the Alabama Farmers Federation and Alpha Insurance. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.